Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Today I chat to Dr. Daniel Israel, a GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates here in Burnham. And yeah, great to have you with me, Daniel. Shana Tova to you and your family.
Shana Tova, Simon. And a whole other year we have. Hopefully not with any of this.
I was going to say, gosh, I love talking to you, Daniel, but wow, it's going to be nice not to have to one of these days. And I've got to tell you, kol hakavod to you to picking up the most appropriate Rosh Hashanah angle on COVID you could possibly find, because I could have lived four lifetimes and I wouldn't have come up with a question about the ministry in Israel's directive on how to blow the shofar during COVID times. Talk to me, Daniel.
So it's so interesting. I've got to give the credit here to Anthony Rach, because I heard him talking about it, but I looked it up further and it is really, really interesting. He, as people know, he's the Israel correspondent for Chai FM. So the ministry in Israel, the Ministry of Health, gave a directive before Rosh Hashanah to say that people who blow the shofar, should have been triple vaccinated, and they should stand a distance away. They should be in a open-aired environment, and if they're not triple vaccinated, because obviously that's not always possible, they should cover the shofar with a mask, which I found really interesting, because it just shows how seriously they take the aerosolization of this virus. So I thought it was very on point at the moment just to like bring that up, but I think it talks to a bigger point about the fact that COVID has different levels of infectiousness depending on what the activity that one's doing. And that's what really I think we have to remember at this time, because we saw that on over Rosh Hashanah, a lot of people spend time with family and friends, which I think is wonderful for us. But you should remember that it still makes a big difference if you're in a closed environment, an open environment, people who are singing and playing instruments and things that can aerosolize viruses is at much higher risk than people who are just in an open environment talking. And I think that this was a great cue to remember that.
Daniel, I'm just absolutely amazed, because, I mean, the shofar is just such an incredible instrument. I think it touches each and every one of our souls. However religious or irreligious you are, it is something that's almost in your DNA. That sound, it just kind of evokes something primal. And to think of it suddenly in the context of being a COVID spreader, it's just so completely disingenuous. I could have lived two lifetimes, I wouldn't have thought about it. But I mean, thinking about it, you're absolutely spot on. It is going to just, what's that word you use? Aerosolization.
Yeah, aerosolization. We must remember that COVID is not airborne, thankfully. Hopefully it will never become airborne, and it's only spread through respiratory droplets. And that's even with a Delta variant, which is more contagious. But we must remember that if you take something that's of like high air pressure and you force the virus into that environment, it breaks it up into much finer spread, and it like aerosolizes it. So it makes it that you can be much further away than 2 meters and you can still be infected. So that's why people would have probably seen over Rosh Hashanah that when the person blowing the shofar, that's okay, blow the shofar, often it was meant to be standing at a distance, facing away. In fact, in Israel, they said that if there wasn't a place where you could blow it out an open window, you should blow it towards the parochet, which is the cover of the ark, so that it wouldn't be blowing towards someone directly, because that is dafka how COVID spreads. So very interesting.
Absolutely amazing stuff. Daniel Israel, thank you so very much. Great chatting to you. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? I've learned something today, and I've no doubt that you and I will be chatting soon.
Ciao, Simon.